You don't really know much about Halloween. You thought no further than the strange custom of having your children wear masks and go out begging for candy. It was the start of the year in our old Celtic lands, and we'd be waiting in our houses of wattles and clay. The barriers would be down, you see, between the real and the unreal. And the dead might be looking in to sit by our fires of turf. Halloween. The festival of Samhain. The last great one took place 3,000 years ago, and the hills ran red with the blood of animals and children.
Sacrifices.
Part of our world. Our craft.
Witchcraft.
To us, it was a way of controlling our environment. It's not so different now. It's time again. In the end, we don't decide these things, you know. The planets do. They're in alignment. And it's time again. The world's going to change tonight, Doctor. I'm glad you'll be able to watch it. And happy Halloween.
Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
It's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la and skidrowstudios.com. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah. Happy Halloween, Vince.
It's very, very Halloween-y in tonight.
Totally.
You know?
Totally. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. I am fucking an hour late tonight, and I have no good excuse other than I was fucking putting the show together at work before I got here. I was getting these like sounds together and stuff, and like here's like a bell, you know, like bells and stuff. Can you hear that?
I don't hear that.
No, I don't hear that shit.
Just a little bit. You know, cool. Bells.
Well,
ringing.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, yeah. Vince.
I know it's next week, but you know, by the time you hear this.
But
it'll probably be Halloween time.
And we got to celebrate it because, you know,
it's my favorite.
To wear costumes, be funny and flashy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, I love it. What do you like to dress up for on Halloween? What are you going to dress up for? What are you going to dress up as?
Probably as a nurse and then take that off and do put on these new kitten with a whip, knee-high, black.
And do like a rectal exam?
Motorcycle boots. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be a nurse at Los Globos on Monday night at Cake Lady's Party, where it's both a rock and roll party with the rock and roll metal performer, Josh, who's in Vulture, usually is in Gnar Baby, mm-hmm. and he's going to play, and there's hip-hop dancing.
Wow. You like hip-hop music?
I do. In fact, I want to learn it a little bit and get paid to teach it, and there's also...
You know how to rap?
A little bit. I've rapped here right on this station before, if you remember. Have? Yeah, I think so.
Can you think of, the sign of a good rapper is someone who can just like come up with stuff on the spot. And so like it's kind of Halloween time right now. Can you like come up with like a cool rap about Halloween time?
I can.
You want me to beatbox it a little bit?
You want me to improv rapping right now,
Vince? Yeah, like I'll go like...
Okay, now keep it up. We don't want no Republicans to run our lives. We've totally had it. We don't want no fascist people to run our lives. No, we've had it. We have topped all the fascists. We have topped all the conservatives. We are the left-wing people, and now we rule because we got a real cool white black brother. We got a number one leader. We got President Obama, and they got so uptight, man, because Republicans are the worst. They're the worst kind of people that I know.
All right. Yeah.
And
hey, so you do know how to rap. You proved it.
You asked me to improv that, so I decided.
That was pretty good.
You know, mm-hmm. And even though Greg and me are getting ready to do this song for you, that's a good direction.
Ooh, did you just burp right now?
I did, from Coca-Cola and beer. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I would have gotten killed for doing that if I was at this modeling school I went to in Beverly Hills called John Robert Powers. I'm not allowed to burp in public at all, but I did it, you know, excuse me. But yeah, like, are you really into rap, Vince? I didn't know that.
Well, you know, like, I can do some, like, beatboxing and stuff, and I kind of like the old school shit more than, like, you know, like, I really don't know anything about,
well, you know, you and I
cool
have
shit.
A, you
I don't
and
know
I
if
have,
it's like passe or what, but I like what I like, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and you and I have a friend, I think you know who he is. He's a real sexy
MC Hammer.
Oh, no, you're interrupting me. Listen,
there I go again.
Friend, his name's Ryan, and he is Kid Infinity.
Oh,
you know him, right?
Yeah, I heard of that guy.
Yeah, he does rap, and I'm going to bring him here. I saw him this weekend on Venice Beach, and
tonight you brought Greg Gomberg, right?
Yeah.
What's going on, Greg?
Hey, Vince. How are you?
You can just jump in and say anything you want. Like, I know Karen is like, she like absorbs the spotlight because she is a star, you know?
Yeah, well, that's why we hang out, because I'm a good listener.
Yeah. You guys hang out all the time?
Yeah.
You guys are in a band together, right?
Well, yeah. I've known Karen for like, since 1995.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she was at the Natural Fudge Company over on Fountain.
Oh, yeah. The Natural Fudge Cafe, right?
Yeah. And
yeah.
It was owned by Scientologists over there. Remember?
It was?
Yeah, that whole street is kind of owned by Scientologists.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a weird front, but...
I just remember Brenda. Remember Brenda from the Fudge?
Yeah, yeah. She was fantastic.
Oh, my God. Yeah, is she still around?
No, she went to Las Vegas, and I really liked her. It's just she did not know how to bring. She did a good job on her club. It's just that parking was a hassle, and she didn't know how to bring bands that drew, and she didn't keep her club organized well enough, and she lost it. She moved to Vegas, and Johnny Roberts died. I did one of his.
Oh, that was her husband, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
he would record
Greg...
every show there. And I remember my first band, the Dyslexics, you know, me and Patrick and Jimmy from the Mormons, actually. We had a band when we were in high school called the Dyslexics. And we got to play over at the Natural Fudge. And that was like one of the best fucking punk rock fucking experiences of my life, you know. Just like going to shows and playing shows over there at the Fudge, and Brenda's there all like...
What year was that around?
That was like 95 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds about right. That's when I was there too.
Yeah, it was cool, man. I really love that place. And we still have our cassette tapes. Like they would record over like fucking Led Zeppelin tapes and like just like any kind of stupid tape that they would have. They would just put the tape, you know, like a piece of scotch tape over the tabs and just record like all the bands. And we have like a collection of those tapes, and you can hear all the people talking and stuff.
Huh. Huh, that's interesting. Yeah. I didn't know they did that over there.
Yeah, it was great, man. That was a great place. A natural fudge, man. I missed that place.
And we've been in quite a few bands. Like, mm-hmm. I've been in the Parkas with Greg. The Parkas was awesome until...
That's there where were, there I met people, you, basically. Yeah,
yeah, uh-huh. we met when we started in the band, the Parkas, and the Parkas broke up because there were people overdosing. There were people that were connected to the Parkas that died. There were people supporting the Parkas that died, and it got out of hand. And so I went with a band called Weed Whore, and I played around. I played Dragonfly. I was the first singer to play Dragonfly with Russell, and Greg and Nora did the Centimeters, you know, and that was a
good thing. Okay.
And then, and now we're in the Touchdowns, and we're doing this song called "Republicans Are the Worst People I Know." And what we could,
yeah, we're gonna be hearing one song. You're gonna play a few songs. That'd
well,
be cool.
we're gonna have Nick play. Yeah. We're gonna have Nick play the CD, that one song, "Republicans Are the Worst People We Know," and then we're gonna do it live, and then we're gonna talk to you, Vince.
Are you going to play to the CD?
And then we're going to talk to you, Vince, about the election.
About the election.
And how Obama is more than likely going to win.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a Halloween time and it's a Halloween theme. And so we're going to play some Halloween-y kind of songs. And when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more and then we'll hear your song. And we get to hear a live song from Karen Centerfold and Greg Gomberg here on the More Music Radio Pod. So we'll be right back. Happy Halloween. Yay!
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting internationally from downtown Los Angeles on skidrow.com.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
then you can monster mash.
Mash.
Easy, boy. You impetuous young boy.
Mash.
Monster mash.
This is Scott Rodarte from the band Olean, and you are listening to the More Music Radio Pod on fucking skidrow.la.
Radio Pod at 1-800-893-9562. Please, please don't tell my mom I was here.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, let that music up a little bit, man. I want to hear that. I like this music.
Yeah, me too. I always liked Halloween music a lot, dude. Something about it. It's great.
This is Patrick Jones is here.
Hey.
This is Patrick. Off a really good movie, right, Patrick?
Yeah, call in if you know what it is. You should.
If you know what it is, then we'll give you like a
kiss.
Like a kiss or something.
The kiss of death.
Yes.
Oh my God. Stop it. I'm on my period.
It's Halloween time. That's why.
Exactly.
I'm scared.
Yeah, it's scary right now. I don't think I've ever been this scared on the More Music Radio Pod. Oh man, that's scary. That was out from another show. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween, baby.
All kinds of shit going on. It's Halloween time. I love that shit. That's what they used to tell me when I was
yeah,
a little kid.
That's kind of a scary movie, too.
Yeah.
The scary part to go find a dead body.
Well, I like Halloween, obviously, you could tell, right, Greg?
It looks apparent to me.
So, yeah. What is it like hanging out with Karen Centerfold all these years? I mean, we've known her since like 2004.
It's best to have a one-on-one conversation.
Yeah?
Yeah. I prefer that to being in front of a group or something like that.
Yeah.
Does she, sorry about that, does she get on your nerves sometimes? Or?
Not at all.
No?
No.
Actually, Vince, you have known me since 2001.
And one?
Yeah, that is when I first put you on my show.
Raw Talent Hour.
And Patrick. And yeah. Patrick. And it was like, it wasn't totally what I was looking for, but it made it. And I've got it, and it's great.
Yeah.
Did you ever get an extra copy of the Mormons show on Raw Talent?
What do you mean?
I mean, you lost.
Oh, yeah, I still have your copy. I haven't duplicated it yet. I'm not going to lie to you and say that I have.
Duplicate it.
Okay. I still have to give that back to Karen Centerfold.
Right.
It's a copy of us, the Mormons, on Karen Centerfold's Raw Talent Hour.
Raw Talent.
Did you ever go and hang out with Karen, Greg, at the Raw Talent Hour when she was doing that?
I don't think I ever went there, actually, no. But I've seen, you know, numerous as performance.
What do you think about the show Raw Talent Hour?
It's one of the best shows I've ever made.
Thank you. Thanks. I thought I got incredible reactions. I mean, it was fun. I still do it, but I do it. I do my show with Adam Papagan.
Oh, yeah. Adam Papagan.
Right.
And David Lieberhardt are on tour right now.
Yeah, they are.
Really?
Yeah. I heard that David told me he was going on tour.
Yeah. Do you like David Lieberhardt?
I love him a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a friend. Good friend.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, I've seen him in front of the Hollywood Bowl sometimes performing.
Oh, man, he's always there.
Is he?
Okay. Yeah. Like, we'd like to have him on the More Music Radio Pod, like, because he's just fun to hang out with and stuff, you know? But, like, the last time we tried to have him on, he, like, wanted to do the Hollywood Bowl so bad. Like, I even went to go pick him up, and he wasn't there, and he lied about going. He said that he just, you know, was walking around, didn't see me, but he lied, and instead he went to the Hollywood Bowl instead of coming on the More Music Radio Pod, and then he showed up right at the last minute. Remember that?
Yeah, you know, yeah. It's his main source of income, so he has to.
His puppets are weird.
Oh, I love his puppets. He's done a drawing of me, a painting of me.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while.
And he's very talented, very funny. I did S&M on him at the Parlor Club.
Did he like it?
Yeah, he was into it a little bit. I did S&M on him with Go-Go Gittle and Dan Kapelowitz of the Three Geniuses, and it was fun, you know. And
did you know that David Lieberhardt hasn't had sex since 1994?
Oh, he's lying.
No, that's what he says, yeah.
I think he has. I think he's just saying that to get attention as usual. And that's cool.
He's just bullshitting about it?
He did a good job at the Blue Star, and so did you.
Oh, thank you. I remember that. Yeah, when we played with the Kids of Whitney High.
Right.
And David Lieberhardt Band, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Sassafras.
And Sassy Brown.
Who else did we play? That was it, right?
And Karen Centerfold.
And Karen Centerfold was hanging out?
As the mm-hmm. MC hostess.
Yeah.
With the mostess.
Mm-hmm.
And the Blue Star was fun.
Yeah. Hey, when is your band The Hiccups going to play?
We're going to play some gigs pretty soon. And I know you like that song, that Iggy Pop cover, those two covers I did. I just wanna be your dog. That one, and I do 69, you know. We're going to do some gigs, and when I get you a new drummer in the mm-hmm. Mormons, we're going to I'll put you on the lineup, and it'll be a lot of fun because
yeah.
Patrick and you make it the way you do the Mormons.
We're on that drummer search.
Well, you see,
we've been on like 20.
I have a drummer who is 17, and what you have to do is
make him be 21.
No, you got to find.
He has to have a little bit of hair on his nuts. Have you seen his nuts?
No, he's got a girlfriend. He's in school, but you got to try him out. You know,
if you saw his nuts, it would be inappropriate because he's 17, right? Would you wait till he's 18?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea, but you got to see if his ability as a drummer is up to par. He's been in a couple metal bands, so, you know.
If you were a school teacher, would you have sex with your students?
I would not, because no. I don't want to be like in the news where I've gotten busted and it's a stupid thing to do.
Do you guys just don't say anything about it?
It's a stupid thing to do, Vince.
Mm-hmm.
A girl that's a teacher having sex with students, or a lady doctor having sex with a teenage boy that turns her on, dumb. But you know, when you hear about it in the news, what's happening is these ladies who do these things are doing it to get arrested mm-hmm. and go to jail and then be in the news and make millions of dollars off a book. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, like stuff like that happens. And
what's worse, though, a female teacher having sex with a male student or a male teacher having sex with a female student?
Either one is a horrible idea because they're not giving the teenager a chance to really grow up and make up their mind. And in a way, I'm being hypocritical to say that to you because. Mm-hmm. I'm tall and I was 15 when I started, you know, exploring things, and I started actually making it privately, in San Francisco where I'm from when I was 14. And that was not,
wow.
That wasn't a good idea, but
you had it with an older man, right?
Yeah, but I'm tall. I got a fake ID by these black guys in Oakland that mm-hmm. worked, and they said she can do it.
Did you have sex with them too?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm well into black men.
So that means that your thing is all stretched out because they're larger than regular men, right?
Right.
Well, Hulk Hogan's
black guys are.
Black.
Black guys are. Yeah, they got
seen
rhythm.
His dork, haven't you?
They got rhythm. Hulk Hogan, what?
Seen his dork.
You saw Hulk Hogan's privates?
Yeah, I've seen his dork. It's on the interwebs right now.
Have you guys seen that? I haven't even bothered to take a look at Hulk Hogan's sex tape.
Recently.
That's not like something I'm like, ooh, I want to see that.
Well, I was bored. I heard about that. I'll look it up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's how most things happen, really. Mm.
I also didn't want to see the decapitations in Iraq and shit. So it's the same kind of thing, I guess.
It's
a bummer.
Have you guys been into any local scare houses in the area?
Oh, yeah. We've been going to a bunch of scare houses. You guys like going to that?
They
go to haunted houses,
yeah,
like a maze kind of thing?
Yeah, like this Saturday night at HM57, I'm going to be presenting Don Bowles, the drummer from the Germs, and Nora Keys, who used to be in the Centimeters in Fancy Space People at HM57 on North Broadway. And that'll be something, so I'm inviting all of you there.
Eric. Costumes required for that?
If you want to wear one, it's a
say
great
yes.
idea, man. Yes.
Okay. More Halloween-y that way.
And what kind of costume are you going to wear, Patrick?
I'm going to be a Wolfie or Wolf of the Munsters.
You know, I think
doll.
You ought to go in a leopard skin wrap down there and nothing else. You ought to go as Bamba the Jungle Boy and beat your chest and
okay.
have a vine, you know, and I'll make sure you swing
too.
From a tree.
Hey, Karen, I think we want to check out your bod. Are you ready to show us all your bod?
Here we go.
All right. So Karen Centerfold wanted to show us her bod. And so,
very nice. She's very
right.
shapely.
We're checking it out.
Good.
Karen lifted up her skirt and you could see her chonies.
We saw her butt. It was nice. It looked like a butt. So you guys hear about that black house or blackout thing that's in downtown? Supposed to be the most extreme haunted house ever that existed in life.
I think there's better than that.
What I hear is like you had to sign a waiver and you walk in and the first thing they do is they punch you in the face, turn the lights out, and they drag you around. They steal your shoes.
I don't know words right now because I'm like in shock because Karen Centerfold lifted up her skirt.
It's okay. Anyway, and then at the very end they actually do decapitate you.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, but you signed a waiver for it.
Oh, so you can't sue them. You can't sue without a head anyway.
Not too many repeat customers.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to go to that thing once anyway.
What do they do with all the heads? Do they just like, do they collect them?
Or yeah,
they,
they're do they just heads. Give it with the body? They're like shrunken heads. In other words, you know, room. It's like all these witch doctors, when they got pissed off at somebody that was stupid enough to lead the warriors out of their tribe, they would have their heads decapitated and throw them in boiling oil and boiling water and shrink them, you know, in Africa.
I saw that one in the Natural History Museum. They have a couple there. It could be fakes, though.
Right.
I don't know. What?
Well, shit. So I guess we're going to hear some music, right? You guys got some music you're going to play or
Vince, I wanted to present on Skid Row Radio, one of the classiest radio stations in L.A.
Yeah.
I wanted to present...
the premier classy station.
Right. I want to present Greg Gomberg and me. I want us to play the track first, and then we'll do...
Oh, you want to play a track? What the Republicans are the worst people?
Are the worst people we know, and the name of his band is the Touchdowns, and I do this song with him, Republicans Are the Worst People I Know, and then we're going to play it live, and then we're going to talk about the election, how we're going to wipe.
You're going to play the same song right after the same song?
Yeah, we're going to play it live.
Is that what she wants to do?
Yeah, we're going to play it live.
He's like in charge of the band,
right? No. He is in charge.
Do you guys ever have like a power struggle, like in like a band, you know? Like,
No, we don't.
Because, sometimes like, do egos Greg clash?
No. We clash good, and Greg and me, we get along good. We always have.
Uh-huh.
And so I guess here comes the Republicans Are the Worst People I Know.
All right, you want to play that, Nick? Go for it. Let's hear a little bit of that.
That's Halloween. Check it out. Republicans are scary if you're liberal.
Exactly.
All right. More Music Radio Pod exclusive. Happy Halloween.
Boo.
You can see right through them. You can see.
What's that?
Will I be able to hear this guitar?
I hope so. Is it on? All right. So we're going to hear this song live right now, right? Is that what we're going to have?
Yes, we are. So are we having problems?
He has it plugged in. Are we going to be able to hear the guitar from plugged into the thing?
Yeah, let me see what's going on. Let me come in there and check it out.
All right. Nick, our sound engineer, is going to come and check it out. And that was nice. That was a sweet song about how Republicans are like the worst.
I know. They're pretty pissed off at all of us left-wing people because I voted for Roseanne Barr. I mailed that shit in already. Republicans are pissed off at all of us left-wing Democratic people because we pushed their limits down and we got Obama in there, you know. And it was a big blessing, you know.
If it wasn't for you, then Obama probably wouldn't be in there, right?
If it wasn't for a lot of people like me, he wouldn't be in there. But we got him in, you know.
Yeah.
And
how'd you do it?
Easy.
Because that's kind of hard.
We logically told certain smart Republicans that you've had every other type of president. Why don't you have this kind and see what happens? Uh-huh. And so what happened was, he delivered. Obama delivered. He delivered us with a health plan. He got us out of Iraq. He killed Osama bin Laden and
people made
Saddam
that mistake.
Hussein, and you're interrupting me again, man. And I'm trying to fucking say this, all right? So he delivered all four of those things, man. All right, and so anybody that says Obama did not deliver, he did deliver.
Mm-hmm. He did. I agree. He did deliver.
Yeah, thank you, Vince.
Works for me.
It's scary. It's Halloween time. That's why you're hearing that.
Yes.
That's all. It's Halloween. Come on.
Frightening.
We're trying to have some.
There's the blackout thing.
For Halloween, you guys got a Halloween song maybe we can hear after this song?
Yeah, we're going to do a Halloween. We'll do some kind of Halloween song right after this song.
All right, cool. So why don't we listen to a live song. We gotta see if we can hear that. I don't know.
Can you hear anything?
I can't hear anything. Yeah, supposed to be like a rock and roll sounding guitar?
Yeah, like, you know.
Well, Jeremy is here, and Jeremy can probably figure it out.
Yeah, Jeremy, we're trying to get
sound. What's up, Jeremy? It's Halloween time.
We're trying to get sound on Greg's guitar.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, like, we've tried to play, like, just like some scary music or something.
Yeah, play some. You know, let's talk about the
local haunted house scares.
Yeah.
So I went to the Bloom House one.
Yeah.
Alex, that was scary. For everybody.
What do you think was the best one? I went to Halloween Horror Nights.
I went to two, and they're both pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go?
I went to the Bloom House down the street over here, and the best part was a demon guy that pees on you from his fire escape.
Oh my god.
And then there's a room, this creepy magician.
That's fine.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, cool. Well, we filled up some time.
Right.
That's what we do.
Yeah, you know, fill it in.
You know, we got some more Halloween stuff coming up. You know, but right now we're gonna hear the live version of Republicans are fucking cocksuckers.
Same thing.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. Try not.
This is a More Music Radio Pod exclusive.
Do you want to go back to your station before, like, I turn the camera on?
Yeah, you got it. No problem.
Okay. And Jeremy, can I get you to sit down?
I'm waiting for you to play so I can adjust the levels.
Thank you, dude. Okay.
Boom, baba, boom, baba, boom, baba, boom, baba, boom.
So when is the next Bat Guy show going to come out?
I don't know. Sunday, maybe? We're having fun. We're having fun on our Halloween show on the More Music Radio Pod. It's the first Halloween show we've had. Last Halloween, we just kind of skipped it. We didn't say anything. We were just like, you know.
Well, what was last Halloween? Oh, it was near Halloween, anyway. So it was Tuesday last year.
Yeah. I like Halloween a lot, though. It's my favorite holiday.
I look forward to it, but it's always disappointing for some
reason. Yeah, well, I'm more disappointed now because, like, I don't come up with good costumes, and I just keep having to, like rely on the only good ones that I've had. So I'm going to be the Zodiac Killer again this year, probably.
Yeah, I got at least most of it in my closet.
I'll just make it.
At least have the hood or something. I don't know. It's been like floating around. Who made it? I don't know what you did with it. I don't know. Why is it?
I haven't seen many
Skid
Zodiac
Radio.
Cameras.
All right, Skid cool. Skid Row Radio, Los Angeles.
And Karen just went and turned on the video camera. So now this, we're also being filmed.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Video with actual videotape.
And now on Skid Row Radio, we present our live version of Republicans Are the Worst People We Know.
All right.
Ready?
Ready.
Okay. You can see right through them. You can see the telling lies at the end of the day. Destroying all our lives. It's out of control. The holy beast, the Republicans.
No wrong, he's up against Republicans. The worst kind of people I know. Republicans are the worst kind of people I know. Those bigots, those selfish fascists,
Republicans.
Taxing bastards, those hypocritical, phony, chicken shit people that are pissed off at us because we got a black president in the White House to be our leader of the world. My God!
Republicans.
Ta-da!
All right. Awesome.
That is to all of you. Yeah. And everything's going to be great. I think that we're going to beat that fascist Matt Romney. Mitt Romney. Whatever his name is.
Mitt.
He's a fool, and I don't think he'll win. And I want to congratulate you, Jeremy, on Skid Row Radio, everybody.
Thanks, Karen. Thanks.
You're welcome, baby.
Yeah. Well, it's Halloween time right now, and I really enjoyed that
Halloween,
song.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
And why not follow up the song with another song? And we're going to take another break and have some more Halloween treats and on our
and
Halloween
hallelujah,
show.
Hallelujah, everybody. Hallelujah.
And we'll be back with Karen Centerfold and Greg Gomberg on the More Music Radio Pod.
Skid Row Radio, downtown Los Angeles. More Music Radio
radio station.
More music. More music.
The,
radio pod.
The more music radio part.
I'll keep my jack-o'-lantern light on for everyone tonight.
The sun goes down, I'll be creeping through your town. shadow no more. I keep it going, I keep it going. I'm keeping Halloween alive on the 365. I keep it going, I keep it going. And when the sun goes down, I'll be creeping through your town. You can run, you can hide, but you invited me inside. Now I'm here and it's clear, I'll be feeding on your fear. You'll be squirming on the floor, that's what Halloween is for. I just can't stop, I'll never stop, no, no. I just can't stop, I'll never stop.
Is it rolling? Is it rolling? You're not wait. Are you wasting tape? Hi, are you wasting tape? Hi, this is Dino Stamatopoulos wasting precious audio tape, saying, "Listen to the Skid Row Radio podcast." Do I say radio? Is this radio? Yeah, I'm never gonna remember that. Hi, this is Dino Stamatopoulos, and you're listening to, edit it together, the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. Did they edit that together well? Perfect.
Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon, and remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it, and don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Super Shamrock. Happy, happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween, Super Shamrock.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod Halloween Show. All right.
All right. All right. And we got a real sexy, sexy couple who are joining us, you know. And they look like the kind of sexy couple that I might do a three-way with.
Some unexpected guests.
Right. So tell
me. Who are we talking to?
Yes. Let's meet them.
Who's on the More Music Radio Pod?
Chris. And what's your girlfriend's name? And Diana, hi. I'm Karen Centerfold.
Hi, nice to meet you.
It's good to meet you. I used to put rock stars on TV and rock bands, and then local LA rock bands. And I do it through Adam Papagan now. And it's good to meet you. And you missed our song I just did live with Greg called "Republicans Are the Worst People I Know." And so we're working on the election right now, and I really think Obama's going to get it. Do you two think so as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
You think so? Because he's got a lot of people against him.
What if they just rigged the election, Karen?
Mitt Romney's got a lot of people against him. That's what I'm saying. And Obama has a lot of people that are important for him, you know. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Romneyism.
I like when Obama says, you know, he has Romneysia.
Yeah.
And I don't want anybody
great
else
one,
to get
Vince.
It.
This new thing.
Hey, Vince, you win the
Romneysia
prize
Romneysia was pretty good.
Vince wins the prize tonight for being the wittiest.
So, thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So do you think that Roseanne Barr is going to win this election?
Roseanne's, I think she might be vice president.
Yeah.
You know, for lucky.
That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
She gets second runner-up, she gets to be vice president.
Well, she already has like a bunch of different personalities.
Joe Biden's old enough.
Now she wants to be president too, yeah. Another personality, president.
Oh, well, you know.
I do like Roseanne. In fact, like, she gave me.
But she's on the ballot, though. That's kind of
an autograph. Or she gave my mom an autograph.
Yeah, you're talking about Roseanne Barr?
Yeah, Roseanne Barr.
Oh, honey, I did tattoos like for her.
Yeah.
At her
yeah.
tattoo
you
shop.
You wouldn't vote for
Romney? I love Rosie, but I would not vote for her. I feel a president's job is something.
But look, you're in California, you're not losing anything. It's a blue state, so I would vote
for
Roseanne.
I don't care. It's stupid. Voting for a female president is not a good idea.
No?
Right? No.
Well, that's kind of funny.
I would never vote for Hillary.
No, you did that.
I would never vote for Hillary. I support Hillary, but I want a man to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a serious job, and it's got to be done correctly, and Clinton did it right in a way, but he was lazy and he didn't work his ass off enough because he was too busy Monica Lewinsky. Wait a minute,
Karen.
And so we had Clinton as our first actual liberal, and he was busy having sex with Monica Lewinsky. That's why he didn't do as much as he should have. But we scored when we got Obama in office. Because he delivered us with four things, and they are: he got us out of Iraq, he kept that promise. He got Saddam Hussein killed, we got that promise done. He got Abu bin Laden killed, and he signed a help. Wait a second, he signed a help form reform bill, mm-hmm. And so that is four things he delivered. And George Bush did nothing but rip us off. So if we were to get Mitt Romney, it would be terrible because he would do the same things that Bush was doing. Once Bush got into office and his stupid jack-off father, there were all these liberals like me, you know, saying feed the poor and stuff like that. And they said, well, screw you, bitch. I don't have to because I think the poor should work. And that's rotten enough. So you see... Bush used all both Bushes.
Karen, it's Halloween. I have a question. A Halloween question for
what
you, but it is political. What happened if Obama got assassinated, but Joe Biden brought him back to life?
Oh, what are you asking me a stupid
Biden's
question
monster?
Like that for, Patrick?
How dare you, Patrick?
Would you vote for the Obama monster?
Hell no.
I would.
Hell no.
Is there a Joe Biden monster as well?
Joe Biden brought him back to life. He's
so don't tell me.
So he's Frankenstein.
He's human.
So he's Biden's monster. We just
so
beat
listen,
Biden.
So
he's,
look,
oh, Barack
look,
Obama.
Man, don't tell me that Obama didn't deliver. And if anybody out there wants to say that Matt Romney would do any of those four things, Mitt Romney will not do those things. He's just lying to get in there and be a conservative Republican and try and beat us. And I don't think he will.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should
Who was the most famous person that you had sex with?
What?
Kurt Russell.
Long time ago. Goldie Hawn got mad.
What?
Yep, it was in the news.
Hey, Karen, you know, speaking of the cool stuff that you say, I have some clips of you from...
I have met adult filmmakers that have hired girls to make it have sex with dogs and donkeys in Brazil.
Yep.
Nice.
Right, and that is a serious thing.
Here's Karen talking about...
I want nothing to do with that crap.
Here's Karen talking about rock and roll. Hold on a second.
Are you ready? Are you recording? Pull your pants down and show me that big hot dog you got. They like to hear me say dirty things.
Everybody was so hungry tonight. Having sex.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know the way your parents taught you not to put your fingers and your hands in your vagina because that's not ladylike? When I say stuff like that, I say it because people are bored. Rock and roll? Punk rock and roll anyway?
That's you, Karen.
It'll get done. But they do a fairly...
Aaron, when you hear this, do you agree with yourself?
Totally, man.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know what?
You seem to be making sense.
Sean, who produced that, Sean Carnage did not want me to say the word Sex Pistols when I said, you know, because to me, and Johnny Rotten is in town and he's going to play in his band, Phil. He thought that it was too much for me to say the Sex Pistols, but I really felt that they buried everything.
That can't age you too well.
Rock and roll. Oh, what are you interrupting me for, Patrick? I'm trying to deliver something.
Yeah, man.
Karen hates to be interrupted.
The Sex Pistols buried everything in rock and roll that was, you know.
Oh, wait a minute, I forgot it's Halloween again.
And never mind the Bullets. You know, it's such a great thing.
That's cool. I mean, I like all that stuff.
Right. I mean, mm-hmm. I knew you'd like that, Vince, you know?
I liked it.
I'm trying to keep it like a Halloween show, so yeah.
I had a question.
It's kind of hard to pay attention and then play the sounds, too.
What was it?
Weird. Hmm. I don't remember.
Oh, come on. Try and remember, Patrick.
Help me.
What were you talking? What was he talking about?
It was something. Oh, I know what it was. What are your views on traditional Romero slow zombies versus fast cougar zombies versus the Walking Dead ultimate zombies versus...
Do you like the Walking Dead zombies? They're cool, right?
Yeah but they're, you know, again, it's still like a continuation of...
You don't even like
dead
those?
Zombies. So
right.
what's
like Dawn of the Dead?
Patrick,
yeah. He loves
Dawn
of the Dead.
When you're talking about
I hate zombies because everybody loves them.
That's
Patrick,
why you hate
Patrick,
them.
When you're talking about the cougars, are you referring to like chicks that are a little older, like me, 38 years old, and I go out and I make it with an 18-year-old?
That'd be a cougar, yes.
Right. Right. And I want to do another video on that, you know, where I do a guy, an 18-year-old in a bathroom, you know. Because his mother tells me to, you know.
Could it be a Dracula?
Did he pee like Dracula? He wanted
Dracula
to. I did a flick in Europe in a sleazy part of London where all the junkies are, and a lot of poor Africans. And a biker pees on me.
Was it Dracula?
No. It was an Englishman.
Do you think Dracula pees? It would be kind of would be. Does he go to the bathroom?
Well, after he sucks a chick off, eats a chick pussy out, and then makes her come, and then bites her neck, or asks her, why aren't you on your period? Because he would say it was a blood sucker, you know? And so, Dracula was like that, and Don Bowles is kind of like Dracula, by the way. Did you know that?
Whose penis it's do you think Frankenstein got? Was it like one whole penis, or just sections of a penis? Yeah, I don't know. It's supposed to be
Dracula's
like the ultimate man,
Don
right?
Bowles
I don't know.
Penis.
I don't know.
Would you hand me that, please? Okay.
Hey, Karen. What would you do to a young man again? I forgot.
To an 18-year-old. Yeah. You know, I can actually tell when an 18-year-old young man has made it with one girl and she was lousy in bed, and how I can make it with him and make his whole day. You know.
What's the first thing that you do?
I get mad at him for saying, hey, well, you know, you're such a foxy blonde, but, you know, you're a little older, but I want to do you anyway, so I want you to do some jugs modeling for me, and I get paid, I sign something, and I get paid to where he photographs me, where he puts oil on my tits, and then he sticks vibrators and things in between them, you know, and I'm holding him like that. So, that's something like Dracula would like. But what was your question, Patrick?
I don't know. I think I asked it. It was mainly just, what does Dracula go pee?
Sucks.
But what does he,
blood
I guess he
out
doesn't,
people's
right? He just
necks
absorbs all the blood. I don't know.
Yeah, he does. And he pees on girls, too. Blondes, I mean.
But what if he can't pee? She just gets one of those.
If she can't pee, he does something else to her. Excuse me.
But what if Dracula really wanted
Jen,
to do
would
that?
Would you get me my coat? Bring me that coat.
Really
want
to do that? To get some kind of, you know.
I would like to thank my girlfriend
apparatus.
Jen for bringing the Halloween treats and
she
made
very
brownies
nice
and she brought some.
And I'm going to teach her how to make Alice B. Toklas brownies. Put on my coat for a second. She's
gonna
model
put it on the
my
She's gonna borrow
right
it.
She's going to put it on, try it on for a second.
It's okay, baby. Just try it on.
So this is an expensive leather mink trim, white trim coat.
Leatherette.
And so you know how I got this coat?
How did you get it?
I got this mink coat the same way minks get each other.
Mm.
What's that?
From sex?
From sex with you?
Exactly. Oh. No, sex with each other.
Oh.
Okay, you know where I scored this, Jeremy? In Burbank from a friend of mine. So, yeah, isn't that beautiful?
Smash it.
Can you take it off?
Delightful.
Hey, Jen, did you want to sit down and maybe say something? We absolutely love you, you know? Yeah, we love your...
It's our Halloween show tonight.
Jen, have you ever modeled in the nude? And for a lot of money, would you do it?
Karen Centerfold's interviewing my girlfriend now.
Right. Have you ever thought about it? Okay. And so you're too shy to do something like that, right? In public? What about in a magazine where you're paid pretty highly? Not even if Larry Flint paid you some good money, you wouldn't. They're coming out with an article. Hustler Magazine is going to be coming out with
an article.
We're talking about Hustler Magazine.
Oh, okay.
Is it Dracula
Hustler
or Larry
Magazine?
Flint?
Hustler Magazine is going to do a thing on Anthea Flint, his ex-wife. And one time on Sunset Boulevard, she wanted to kill me.
No. Was she a zombie?
No. She threatened all the girls.
Werewolf?
No.
Hey, Karen, what were you for Halloween last year?
I'm talking about Anthea Flint. I went out as a nurse. What did you go out as, Vince?
What was I last year, babe? I think I was like, I think I was a Zodiac killer again. I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, it's a Zodiac killer.
You were not.
I was even the Zodiac killer for very many years.
Yeah, I know. I liked it, though. The best one I could come up with.
Okay, so Vince, I'm doing a new documentary.
I had like this weird costume that I made with like wings. Yeah, and like
really?
A space.
But it's not for, you could wear that.
I was like
it's
from Fat
scary.
Gordon.
Fat Gordon. That's good.
That's what it was.
You're one of the Hawkmen.
Oh, yeah. Exactly, man.
I was on, my girlfriend were on Let's Make a Deal. And
oh,
it has
you're kidding
Wayne Brady.
Me.
Wayne
Did
Brady
you really?
As the host, remember?
I didn't see
and I was
you on
wearing,
that, man.
I was wearing my Fat Gordon costume.
They put you guys in the seats where they can see you.
Was it with Monty Hall or what?
No, I'm not like 50 years old. Come on.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was like back in the 70s, right?
Right.
Did you manage to win anything? Or?
No, nobody liked us. I think it was me. They probably didn't like my Fat Gordon costume.
Yeah, some jerk won a car. Another jerk won like $1,000 for having a dumb hat on.
Hey, so you weren't Flash Gordon,
great.
You were
Show
Fat Gordon?
Yeah.
Any
pictures
of me yet? Not yet. Oh, you should. You're awfully shy.
Well, hey, you know what? Let's play another couple songs, man. Let's take
another
break.
Yeah, let's play a couple songs. Yeah. What kind of songs do you want to play, Vince?
I don't know.
Ones.
I'm going to let's hear something from like a scary band, like 45
Grey. I want to ask this,
yeah.
I wanna
scary,
ask
yeah.
this girl a question.
Yeah,
your
Don
name
Bowles.
Is Diane?
Yeah.
Can let me ask
Dracula.
Diane a question, Vince?
Okay, are you in control of the show now, Karen? What's going on?
May I ask her a question?
Okay, ask the question. Ask the question.
Okay, have you ever had a really good-looking blonde chick go down on you?
Yeah.
No.
Do you want one? Because then she's going to say that she would go down on you.
So you are strictly heterosexual? You think?
Yes.
Okay. And so what I'm saying is I want to invite you. You know, I find you really good-looking, you know, where maybe your husband here would bang me a little bit doggy fashion and then I'd go down on you.
Karen.
You know?
It's interesting.
Karen,
well, I'll think about
I have a
it.
Question.
What is it?
Is there a word for fucking the dead?
Oh, yeah. It's a necrophilia.
Oh.
See, I have to educate you because you go out and you fuck these valley teenager girls and you don't even have a steady girlfriend or a wife yet.
I know.
And you're getting old. What,
I always took the throats first, so it's okay.
What are you, 36?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
How old are you now?
I'm 27. I mean, 48.
Oh, come on. What is your true age? You can tell me.
I'm 34.
Okay, that sounds more like... Is he Vince? Huh?
No, he's not.
I'll be 35.
Yeah, he is. Something like that.
Okay,
I don't
know.
Okay,
now, I'm going to...
All right.
Jeremy?
I'm gonna play a couple songs. We're going to talk a little
right.
bit here behind the scenes. And when we get back, we will talk more with Karen Centerfold
and
Greg Gomberg and Diana.
Yeah.
Chris, is that your name? Chris?
Yeah.
All right, cool. On the More Music Radio Pod, happy Halloween. All right, cool.
Skid Row, baby.
Hi, this is Jim Schrader. You're listening to the More Music Radio Program on Skid Row Dawn.
Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la. More Music Radio Pod.
Formula Uteris, Emphasis Morum, et excommunicationum, Strigus et Vitus Livos, Uteris. Thank you.
Hi, this is Whoopi Goldberg, and you're listening to More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Halloween Special Podcast. Ooh. Live from Skid Row Studios.
Right, man.
.com. Yeah. I've just been like playing these sound effects, like just trying to make it sound like a, you know?
So, why do people start calling Frankenstein's monster Frankenstein? I don't get it.
Well, because it was his last name. It was like his son.
Oh.
It was Frankenstein's, like, son. It wasn't from any load that he shot, but he did, like, bring it to life.
Should be, like, Von Frankenstein. You know, son of Frankenstein.
Yeah. Oh. See, I didn't know that.
But you still can call Frankenstein's monster Frankenstein. It's all right. Yeah. Just getting all your time. That's scary.
I saw a surfer on Venice Beach that looked like Frankenstein.
I want to meet him.
Yeah.
He wasn't green, but he looked like Frankenstein.
He had a flat head.
Yeah. I mean, everybody said that about him. It hurt his feelings. He went back to Oregon.
Did you hurt his feelings?
Oh, no. I thought it was real entertaining, but people were saying, what's a foxy blonde chick like you hanging out with some creep like that for? You should get a stroke just looking at him. I said, I don't feel that way. I like this guy. I know. I see a lot of weird people that are interesting.
Was he blonde?
He had dark brown hair.
Oh, I was thinking maybe.
And he looked like Frankenstein. Everybody said that.
Was this like, what was like 70s?
What are we talking about?
Oh, this is the 90s.
I was thinking about maybe he could have been an extra in Dawn of the Dead.
No. He really looked like Frankenstein.
No, you see that one dude who gets his head chopped up by the helicopter. It's a flat top.
Oh, yeah.
That's his head.
And you're like, why is that guy's head so big? And then you're like, oh, okay,
exactly.
That's why, because
exactly.
It gets chopped off.
But that's his real head shape. They just put that on top. He's got the blazer that close. That could have been him. I don't know.
It might have been.
But he had blonde hair.
His name was Marty.
You saw that guy like a couple shots ahead,
Patrick.
And he's like walking around like, man, that guy has a giant forehead. He's like a big head.
Patrick, his name is Marty. He's on Venice Beach every summertime, you know, so you got the chance. When you come to the drum circle.
Him.
Come to the drum circle on Venice Beach on Sunday.
Are you going to be there?
I'm there every Sunday doing the sex fertility dance in the middle of all the drummers and the audience, you know. And then I'm doing a marijuana lecture at the drum circle, and they get uptight about that because I talk about the effects of it, you know.
Marijuana is illegal.
It's not legal to smoke it on the beach. It is on the boardwalk. How come you don't?
One day I'm going to try that stuff.
Vince, how come you don't get your lazy, lazy Latin ass out to the Venice Beach? I've asked you 50 times. You never show up on Sunday at the drum circle. Why not?
There's a lot of Negroes over there, and I don't want to be in the neighborhood.
Oh,
you know?
So
they're
what?
Gonna,
are you telling me you're afraid of blacks?
No, I'm just kidding.
Karen, drum circles, is it a really good one? Because I've never been to a good one in my life.
Oh, they are on Sunday when they're real crowded.
All right, I don't know about
drum circles.
And
you play the drums and all those instruments, and you see me with this surfer. We do like a fertility thing in the middle of everybody, and you know, it's a big deal, you know, but you people never even show up there. I wonder why, you know.
The drum circle, that's why.
I know.
Lazy.
We're not gonna go there.
All of you are so goddamn lazy.
There's too many tourists over there.
Well, so
like
what?
A lot
forget
of
about
people.
The tourists.
Fucking parking is really
look
hard to find over there. It's nice,
the
though. I mean, we do go over
and
there.
The surfers and the girls in bikinis like me.
Muscle Beach. You like to hang out at Muscle Beach
blonde,
and watch all the buff,
you know,
dudes?
No. It's all guys that are on
I used to like to go to the basketball courts and like close my eyes and pretend I was in White Man Can't Jump, but like just like one of the people watching the actual game in the movie.
Hey man, we need some more of those effects. Vince, baby, can we have some more of those effects?
Well, Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, we need more scary stuff.
Wesley Snipes is in jail right now. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
More?
It is
what
Halloween.
For?
For making that movie?
Yeah. And taxes. They taxed him.
Oh, yeah. We need some more effects. Halloween. Tapes, Halloween effects, Vince.
Yeah,
that's
raining.
About murder, rape.
Publicans.
They are the worst.
Yes.
Kind of people. Oh my God.
But they might not be people, so.
Okay, Patrick, number one.
Yes.
You passed the screen test for this new video I'm doing about attitude. I want you to say the word whore.
Oh.
Oh, you're going to do this again?
Oh, how stupid, man. You're blowing it, Vince.
You always do
but
this shit,
screaming,
though.
I can't. You're going to get mad.
Just say the word.
Whore.
That was pretty good. You say whore. It like a straight guy, Vince.
Right. Ho.
No. You totally blew it. Now I'm not putting you in the film. Jen, let me hear you say the word whore.
She's not on mic, Karen. You don't know anything about
that.
Radio?
I know that. Just say it. I can see her
she
from there.
She can't hit. Yeah.
Oh, that didn't pass.
Oh, sorry.
And Diana?
Whore.
That's great, man.
Oh, okay.
So I got Patrick and you. That's enough. You're not the type to say the word. I'm sorry. You know, it's like I'm trying to do this film specially, you know, and you would say it in too nice of a way, you know, I can tell, you know.
Hey, Karen, if you had your own show, what guest would you love to interview?
Man,
don't say Jesus.
I'm doing my show through Adam Papp again, and we don't do it often, but I would put Johnny Rotten on in his PIL band. Like I sort of did an act with him, like Greg Gumbel.
The Pills?
No. The
That's
PIL,
what I call them.
PIL
Public
that,
Image.
Yeah.
Isn't that a clothing line?
No. It's Johnny Rotten was at the Jimmy Kimmel Show, and I got to referee him, and he said all these things about me, you know. Mm. And it was a big deal, you know. And he said the same thing Greg wrote about, which was he hated the
it's
Republicans.
It's a toddler clothing line, I think.
Yeah. He hated Republicans.
It's like
and he
Oshkosh
said,
Bagosh?
Yes.
But it's Sears really,
and
that
JC
was a good
thing. Knockoff kind of stuff.
Hey, what are you talking Buffins. About? Sears Jeep. And what? Sears and what?
Roebuck.
Okay, what are you bringing that up for?
Buffums.
I don't know. It's Halloween.
Oh, it's Halloween. So what
those
kind
are
of costume?
Dead, those are dead things.
What kind of costume are you going out in, Patrick?
Yeah, what are you
going
to
wear?
I'm supposed to be Wolfie.
Oh, Wolfie.
Eddie Munster's
Wolf.
Little doll.
I got a better idea.
Working on it.
I want you to go out. I want you to go
Did you
out.
Say you were going to be Eddie Munster's Wolf?
Yeah, I'm his Wolf.
Yeah. Why don't you go out as St. Peter or something like that? One of
Yeah, it's too late now. I bought the cheap suit today at Out of the Closet.
What kind of cheap suit?
I need to get like kind of a flannel suit. I did the best I could. It's gray.
Hey, do you have a German Shepherd dog at your parents' house?
No, just two kitties.
Oh, no, they don't like dogs?
I like dogs. They just have kitties, though.
Yeah, because I know this girl that has all these German Shepherds, like three of them, so let me know.
Yeah,
is it a vampire dog?
I'll get you the girl German Shepherd dog, and you can have it. And you can have sex with it too, Patrick.
Is it the thing?
What, Patrick?
Is it the thing?
It's a good looking.
I want the dog that's the thing.
German Shepherd girl, you know?
I want the dog that's the thing.
All right. Okay. So, Patrick, where is your Mormons?
I want
his head
to split open and suck me into it, and we'll be together forever. That's the best dog I can ever have.
And where is your Mormon CD?
It beats me. Probably in somebody's coaster or in a thrift stop shop somewhere.
You sound like you're in an echo.
Yeah, I like it.
He is. He totally is. He totally is. Okay, so I'm going to have you try Sean out. He's 17. He's going to Venice High School, and
let's talk about the scene, Karen.
What scene, man?
The music scene, like the LA music scene, man.
What's happening is, I'll tell you right now, in the music scene right now, I'm throwing...
Are you having sex with anybody in the music scene? In any of the popular bands?
Not right now, no. But
did you just break up with somebody in one of the popular bands? That's what
no,
I heard.
No, but I dated somebody in a popular band, but that's for another show.
Oh, yeah? How come it can't be for this show?
Because that's too big of a topic, Vince, and we got to cover something else important to answer your question.
No, because I want to hear about it, and then I'll be like, oh.
All right, I'll talk about that on another show. But listen, you're asking me what's going on in the rock scene right now. And right now...
Who are you banging
Friday
in the rock
night,
scene?
Friday night, Don Bulls is presenting his night at Sanchez. So I'll see you there tomorrow night. And James Hazley is going to be the doorman. And I am going to be the hostess. And Don is going to be the DJ. So that's at Sanchez tomorrow night. I'm inviting all of you. Mm-hmm. And on Monday night, the 29th, I'm doing a rock and roll hip hop fest with a.
Oh, you rapped? You didn't hear Karen rap earlier?
A little bit. Yeah, I'm doing a show. I'm doing a show at Los Globos.
rap about the shows. The shows you're doing.
I will in a second, man. I'm like doing a show at Los Globos on Monday night, the 29th.
Yeah.
All right, I'm doing a show. Monday night, the 29th, at Los Globos, and the rock band, Gnar Baby, is playing, and I'm inviting all of you. It's a pre-Halloween costume show with a photo booth, and drug addicts, the Latin nationality, hot films like Germs films and stuff like that. That's Monday night. And Tuesday night at Los Globos is Fancy Space People. So that's what's happening in the rock scene right now. And I'm going to be at HM57 on Saturday night. MCing Fancy Space People with Don Bulls and Nora. Up my ass.
Let's turn the Halloween again.
Halloween. Happy Halloween.
All right.
That was scary, too. Scary.
You see this cake? Not taking it to your girls. You see the girls see this cake? You know how bad thing this is?
Wow. Right on.
For a gynecology question.
Okay, let's have it. This is Karen Centerfold's gynecology corner.
Okay, so Diane, can I ask you, have you taken it up the ass before?
That's not gynecological.
I'm not answering that, for sure.
That's analogical.
Analogical, whatever. You ever take it up the ass?
No, I never take it up. She's pointing at me. It's like, I've never taken up the ass.
No, I'm asking her.
No.
What about you, Karen? Answer. Are you taking it up the ass?
I've had hemorrhoids, and I've had hemorrhoids burned off.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking forward to that in my older age.
A doctor offered to do it for me for free, and I took it.
You know what you can do it for free? But just use some dental floss and just tie that shit off.
It doesn't work like that, honey.
I've done it on my people I know.
Oh, you're not thinking straight. I'm talking about internal fucking hemorrhoids.
You just pour some whiskey on it, and
I had to.
It's good.
This doctor did a laser to get rid of them. They were internal and external. It was no fun. Getting fucked in the ass for still shots in dirty magazines isn't worth it when you get hemorrhoids, like internal hemorrhoids. It's horrible. I know.
That is terrible. That sounds gross, actually.
Hey, Vince, I'm sorry you flunked that screen test, but that's life. You know, I'll get you in something else.
What screen test is that?
Well, you know, I'm in this video called Attitude, and this guy, he's a jazz singer, and he's a political black man, you know, and uh-huh. trying to put something together on Venice Beach.
Yeah.
And here, you know, where we get people's attitudes, you know, and we get them to say certain words, you know.
Oh.
Like hate. The word whore is going to be really big.
I don't get what you're doing when you want people to say whore. What does that mean?
Well,
she's trying out for a part that's going to be, when's going to come about.
I'm interviewing people about their attitudes, you know, and this one girl says gang rape. You know, and she talks about it, you know, and all these other people have these attitudes. High school students are going to be in it, you know. And so Tom and me are going to do this video. And some of you are going to be in it. Some of you have flunked your test, but that's okay, you know. And Don Bulls is going to be in it. So be looking forward to it.
Don Bulls of Fancy Space Jerks.
And it's called Attitudes. So look for that on the internet in 6 months.
Well, it's our Halloween party.
Oh, I know it is. I know it is. And I wanted to bring
Fuck
Alice
this dude.
B. I wanted to bring Alice
He's
B.
Dead.
I wanted to bring.
I mean,
wanted
to life.
I wanted to bring Alice B. Toklas brownies, but I haven't made any lately. Have you ever tried them?
What is it?
Alice B. Toklas brownies.
So, do you think this guy touched a little kid?
I do.
You do.
Can you answer the question? Do you?
I don't know. What are Toklas brownies?
Alice
what are
those? Alice B. Toklas brownies.
What are those?
Pot brownies.
Oh, so that makes sense.
This lady
you
made them one
smoke
one
the
day
brownies. So
hey,
means,
have you really lived that much of a sheltered life that you don't even know what those are?
No.
Oh, my God,
he just doesn't
Patrick.
Know
I don't. Like, I go to work and I come
you
home.
You should learn how to be more hipper than you already are.
Yeah, I know. I go to work and I come home. I'm
didn't
here.
Karen can give you
flick?
Some tips.
Did you ever see that flick, Alice B. Toklas, I Love You, with Peter Sellers, you know?
Where he plays Harold Fine?
Well, no, wait a minute. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it goes, I Love You, Alice B. Toklas,
right,
and also
right.
And Harold Fine.
It shows that blonde making the brownies, right?
Isn't it really to Larry Fine, is he? Howard Fine?
No, I don't think so.
No, it's not the same person.
Uh-uh. Oh. Yeah. You got to see that film, though.
Go for
you know,
it.
You've missed out on a lot of things, you know. And listen, I will promote you, but I want you to do a show more like, sort of like Iggy Pop with all your same songs.
Yeah, we got a lot of those.
All right, and now we come to the part of the Halloween show when we're going to tell scary stories.
Oh, sounds good.
All right. It's a Halloween season, and we all like to get scared. Do you have a scary story, Halloween story, Karen Centerfold?
I got a real scary Halloween story, and that was that I decided to be daring. Mm-hmm. Daring as hell, man. I mean, where my car wasn't fucking working, and I said, shit, man, I'm not worth a fucking shit unless I have a car, because I'm in California. So I decided to do a sleazy answer an ad off Hustler magazine. I decided to do a sleazy double penetration film by good old Larry Flint's company, where I did two black guys and I ended up getting horned. And that's scary, man. That is the scariest thing that anybody is going to say tonight. And if any of you ladies have been at your doctor from getting a tear, nothing, and you're bleeding, you know, after intercourse or whatever, that is the scariest thing. Right, Vince?
Right.
Yeah, huh?
I hate bleeding after intercourse. Sucks.
That sucks. I know you do. And
I'm blows.
And I write about these terrible things. And that's scary enough. Now you tell me something, anything scarier than that.
Okay, I'll try.
All right, Patrick.
All right, this is a story called The Haunted Pillowcase.
All right.
By Pat M. Jones.
Okay.
All right. There once was a boy. Mm-hmm. Who had a bed with pillows on that bed. And upon the pillows there were pillowcases. The end.
Wow.
That was great, man.
That was fucking creepy
was
as
nice.
Fuck.
Hey, that was
look at the hairs on my
hey,
arm.
Hey, Patrick.
They're standing up.
That was too short. I mean, it was good, but why was it so short? Are you too fucking drunk to make something
yeah,
long?
Man.
Yeah, I think
what?
I am. That's why I stopped
You've got to be kidding. You're not supposed to be so lazy, you know?
I know, but I felt it going. That was the ghost
I'll
of the
I tell you
idea.
What, we want to hear another one. Will you do us another one? Do us a favor and do another one of your poetry.
Yeah, here. Maybe if I choose another song.
Yeah, how about some Dark Star?
Right.
Dark Star.
Can you do, Patrick? Patrick, can you do the story of Lolita of Orange County?
Will we do it together?
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Patrick, are you ready?
Yes.
Hello, everybody. My name's Lolita of Orange County, and I am a 14-year-old hooker.
Hi, Lolita. My name's Rick.
You know what, Rick? I gave this one nigger a blowjob, and he gave me silicone breast implants.
Is that
you know
so?
Because he was sleazy enough to have sex with me.
They say it.
And sleazy enough to get me silicone tits when I'm too young to get them.
That's
you know,
the character.
15 years old. His people got down on him and said he wasn't
well, this
part
is,
of their kind
this is
anymore.
Way too much information. All I got is five franc bucks.
I know you do.
That's all I have to spend.
And do you want me to model for you? And I signed something.
Well, what are your views on franc bucks? I know they're not traditional currency, but Frankie signed up in that mountain over there in this big castle. That, yes. You know, he passes them out like candy.
Right, right.
I'm unemployed, and I want to have sex.
I know you do. I know. And Patrick, these things take time, you know.
Well, I got his franc bucks.
I know, Patrick.
How much is a franc buck? Like, convert it to
I think it's 43.5678 of a penny.
Are you talking about $1 million? Are you really talking about $1 million?
Well, you know.
You mean I have to give up my butt, too, for $1 million?
You know, you talk a lot, lady. I just want to get laid.
Hey, you know what? I'm into action, so let me take my panties.
Oh, down. There we go. Is that worth a franc buck? Will you take one?
Now, just a minute there.
Oh, Karen Centerfold is taking her panties all the way down.
Are you stupid like all the other guys?
I don't know. I was going to
leave. What's going on in there? That you
There's some
yourself.
Really scary shit going on right now. Oh, my God.
Hey, put those back on.
There's some skid marks on her chonies.
With my name on it.
But again, I don't want underwear. I'll make six.
I know you do. Now let's go upstairs.
I think I'm...
Let's go upstairs right now.
What's going on here on the More Music Radio Pod?
The usual.
Greg, are you
still
awake?
All right, now let me shut the door.
So for those of you listening right now, Karen Centerfold took off her panties.
This is fun.
And they had like marks.
Okay.
Unzip yourself, Patrick.
Like burn marks in the middle.
I never look.
Have one of them glass zippers.
Give me the $5.
What are we doing right now? This is like creeping me out.
I got one franc buck.
It's a scary show, man.
Here's one franc.
$5.
Here you go. Where's paper noses?
This is a really scary Halloween show. You know what, guys?
Complete?
I don't know. I'm going to have to take a break. This is fucking freaking me out. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. It's dark in here. I couldn't see.
I got to take a break. You know what? We'll be back right here on the Halloween special
on
More Music Radio Pod.
Play some TSOL.
All right. We'll be right back.
TSOL, right?
This offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Ooh. Jim Jones.
Listen to the dirt as they fall upon your casket. Listen to the flowers as they fall upon your graveside. Lay in my casket, staring at the wood. Just me and Raymond, 6 feet deep. We try to scream, we try to shout. Ain't nobody gonna listen.
Nobody what?
Laying in our casket, staring at that wood. My three-piece suit, my shiny shoes, my carnation in my chest. 6 feet deep. Laid in my casket, staring at the wood. Nobody listens, and you never know if they would. You know that they wouldn't. Nobody listens. Laid in my casket, staring at the wood. I'm laying in my laying in my casket, just me and Raymond, 6 feet deep. Just me and Raymond, laying in our casket, 6 feet deep. The Sonic vest, my suit tie on. You can see my face in my shoes. Your offerings, the dirt upon my chest. Just me and Raymond.
just me and Raymond, laying in our casket, staring at the wood. I try to warn the young dogs. Don't ever listen. Don't ever listen. You thought that they would. Just me and Raymond, laying in our casket, staring at the wood. 6 feet deep, I can hear your mother cry. Listen to the flowers drop upon my casket.
www.skidrow.la. Are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
Squall, and you are listening to the More Music Radio Pod on Skid Row. We'll be right back.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here with Karen Centerfold and Greg Gomberg, and we are bringing this baby to a landing.
It's towards the end of our
Halloween special.
Me too.
We also got Patrick.
It's raining outside.
Yeah. It's nice, nice night. It's washing all that fucking hipster trash out the drains.
Yeah.
And Jeremy's really awesome. He's a talented photographer to photograph me while I'm showing him my ass and I'm bending over. That's pretty much part of my career.
But you know what? Hipster trash can be misconstrued with the homeless street trash drinking Tennessee Viper and melting, honestly, without rain, melting into the gutters in vibrant colors. So that could happen too. Even if it was not raining, so.
Yeah.
Exactly, you know, like preparation H.
Yes.
And the way it works for a girl that suffers like I do.
You suffer from hemorrhoids? How do you get those? I hear if you sit on the concrete.
A guy handing me money to photograph me while he does me, you know, and.
Have you ever had any STDs?
No, never.
Really?
Never, because when it's raining. Put a rain.
Yeah, I just say, you know, spread eagle in the rain. That's what I do.
Uh-huh.
I get too crazy.
When you go down on a guy, do you make him put a rubber on first?
Oh, yeah, dude. Totally.
Oh.
Yeah, totally. You have to be very cautious.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I've met people that did not make it. They got diseases, AIDS, and other diseases, and they're very sorry that they didn't do what doctors told them to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So don't be stupid, man.
You know what we can do is to be scary. Just pretend we're Republicans. Now say a word and you guys get to scream.
You want to...
We're all Republicans anyway, right?
We're going to play another game?
You don't make enough to be a Republican.
I know. I'm pretending
it's
to be one.
By
but we have to pretend we're one. I'm going to say a word.
Just pretend we're
human. You guys
got to
scream, though. You guys got to scream. I'm going to say a word. Pretend we're all Republicans. It's Halloween. We're dressing up. We're Republicans for Halloween.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
Which one are you?
I'm Tipper Gore? Whatever. I'm just some guy that lives in a house with rocks on it.
I'm gonna dress up as Ramnesia.
Ones that we imported from some Europe somewhere.
Oh.
From Europe?
Which country?
Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, are you guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Let's do it.
Planned Parenthood.
Oh!
You're going as Planned Parenthood?
I hate it.
Yeah, you're supposed to hate it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Oh.
It's a good game.
Yeah, that sucked, huh?
All right.
I was trying to be political. Should never do it again.
No, you are political, and your songs.
That guy liked it. The devil liked it.
Things that make it, Patrick. I love your songs.
What do you guys think about the devil? I hear he's Santa LaVey. He's a nice guy. I don't know. In the '80s, he was nice, and he's dead now. I don't know.
Who?
The devil.
Yeah.
When did the devil die?
In the '80s.
Yeah. What did he die of?
He died of
heroin
old age. I
heard it was of a staph infection.
I think he died of
old age. He died of MRSA. MRSA. That's what I heard.
You guys see the movie The Master? That's a good movie. It's not about nothing to do with Halloween, though.
Well, seeing as it is the end of the Halloween show, are you guys going to go trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
What are some of your Halloween plans that are going on this
Monday night, I'm going to be with Cake Lady at Los Globos, and I'm presenting a new rock band, pop rock band called Gnar Baby with Josh, the lead singer of Vulture. He's a Gnar Baby also. Mm-hmm. And
have you had sex with him?
Oh, I can't talk about that. I can't say that. Anyway.
That pretty much is like a yes or
cake
something.
Cake Lady is...
Have you had sex with the Cake Lady?
No.
Who is Cake Lady? That's a band?
No. It's a chick.
A person?
It's a chick that, makes Alice B. Toklas brownies, and she's a hot-looking black girl from Philadelphia, you know?
Oh.
And she and I are going to be at Los Globos, so we're doing a pre-Halloween show with Josh in Gnar Baby, and he's like pop glam rock, and she's gonna do some singing. And
is somebody gonna whip it out and masturbate on stage?
Probably Josh.
You try to get everybody to do that, right?
Some people, yeah.
I bet Josh. He's a nice dude. You know? I like Vultures.
Yeah, Vultures cool.
Yeah, aren't they cool, man? I'm trying to get them a tour, and you know.
You should be their manager.
I am their manager, but getting them a
tour. She's our manager
too. A tour is a bitch. You went to Texas. Where else did the Mormons go?
We actually went to 25 states, but that's been a while. It's kind of hard to get our shit together when you keep losing drummers and shit.
You go to Montana?
No, we haven't.
Yeah, neither have I.
Yeah. I'm not like kicking and screaming to go, though. I don't know of anything like to do in Montana, but
we've used a lot of restrooms.
I should go to AAA and get one of those books, and they'll tell me like, what the cool shit
it is. It could help, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm sorry you guys got busted in Texas, the Mormon group.
Yeah, well, we got pulled over.
Wasn't that a drag,
man?
Yeah, I tell everybody not to go there. I went there.
It's a scary story. Let's play some scary music and just like make noises.
They gave us tickets for our medicine.
I know, because they hate your guts. You're from California.
Yeah, they didn't like it. But yeah, so cool.
You know that's not scary.
No. Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, that's better.
Okay, so Patrick, while the show is ending, let me once again prove to Skid Row Radio that you're an actor as well.
Okay.
Now, say the word whore.
Whore.
Oh, you did that wrong.
I know. It's a hard word to say, right?
Stupid, man.
Whore.
That's better.
You always make me do this.
Say it again.
I hate it.
Say it again.
Whore.
That's great, man.
I didn't like that either, actually. But
I'm going to put you in this documentary about attitudes.
Okay. You know, I think I have one.
It'll be a good thing.
Especially when I drink.
So, happy Halloween, everybody, all you listeners.
I want to thank Karen Centerfold and Greg Gomberg for coming out and hanging with us on the More Music Radio Pod Halloween special. All right.
Thanks for inviting us, Vince.
Yeah, man. Thanks for being so cool and hanging out. I'm sorry I was an hour late.
Brownies.
Yeah, I had to bring some beer. Yeah. I brought probably six beers. Thank you, Patrick, for providing some of the beer.
I
want to thank my
12,
girlfriend, Jen, for making the treats. She made some very nice brownies, and she brought some pita crackers and some hummus. And I'm going to have some yogurt tomorrow.
And let's thank this foxy-looking couple, Diana and...
Diana and Chris.
And Chris.
Yes, yes.
Very thanks nice for
couple.
Hanging out.
Great. So nice to meet you, too.
Hopefully Karen Centerfold didn't offend, but this is like her style of
interviewing.
I hope
I didn't offend anybody.
Yeah.
No. No.
And I thank everybody for listening. And I want to thank Nick and Jeremy and... everybody out there on internet land.
Hi.
Watching and listening to us on the porn box.
Yeah, that's...
You can also listen to our show on the porn box.
What is the porn box?
The computer.
Oh, I see now.
Get it? I stole that.
I haven't masturbated in 4 months. I forgot.
You haven't?
No.
I want to do a
video. What's up with that?
Patrick, I want...
It's my choice.
Are you becoming Christian?
Yes.
Yeah?
No masturbation till marriage.
Patrick, I want to do a video on you masturbating, okay?
Okay.
I'll call you about it Monday.
Okay.
Cool. Let me know how that goes, too.
Yeah. It's fun so far.
So when are the hiccups going to play?
We're going to play when I get us a decent gig. Like, it has to be two metal bands, a glam pop rock band, and the hiccups, and it'll make it. We did good at the 5-star. You know, did I get all those songs right for the 5-star, Greg?
Yeah, they were perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I'm going to be putting a video of the hiccups on YouTube, and you're going to see me singing the awesome song that Iggy Pop wrote, only I do the female version of I Just Wanna Be Your Dog. I Just Wanna Be Your Dog. You know, I did a good job in that. You know, I even emailed that to Iggy Pop. And, we're going to play at Los Globos sometime.
Wait, here's Iggy Pop. Hold on a second.
Let me hear him.
There he is. There he is.
He's listening to your tape.
Yeah.
I liked it. That's what he does when he likes
it. That's how he speaks, actually.
Yeah.
He just screams all the time.
Well. I had a lot of fun just fucking with these sound effects, man. I think that's what I was doing
and
most of the show.
And he's in the rain.
You got to hand it to Fred from Howard Stern because that's kind of a hard job to do, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you know, it's
kind of like a palette.
He's pretty magical. He's been doing it for 30 years, though. So.
Yeah.
At one point, Patrick, that was actually.
Can you pass me that, please?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
If you're a drummer and you want to play in the band The Mormons, please contact us at themormons@yahoo.com.
And you have to be a professional drummer.
Be a professional drummer. Have a car.
Have
a good attitude.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? Obviously, we don't have any shows coming up, but you can check out our EP.
We do have a lockout
that
has cobwebs. It's really scary. It's all full of spider webs.
Yeah, so full of spider webs right now.
That's for Halloween. But after Halloween, we could knock them cobwebs off.
Check us out at themormons.bandcamp.com and get our EP there. And there's a lot of stuff you can get from us. And we have some, I'm working on some new stuff, so we'll be back out there. We're just taking a little bit of a break, you know?
Right.
Looking for member number 19 of the Mormons.
Exactly.
All right.
That's scary.
Exactly.
If anything ever was scary, that would be scary.
Exactly. And maybe we can donate a drum set to somebody that wants to be the drummer for the Mormons.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, just nonstop all night with that screaming, dude. Nonstop. Nonstop.
I liked it.
Oh, my God.
Should have never showed me how to use this thing, because now I'm just going to fucking keep playing this shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right, everybody. Thank you very much for listening to the More Music Radio Pod Halloween Special. Everybody check out The Hiccups. Where can we find you guys at?
You can find us on YouTube in another month on a video. and you can find us at Las Clovas.
And hopefully the Karen Centerfold documentary will come out.
And hopefully that'll come out too. And good night, everybody. Skid Row Radio.
Happy Halloweenies.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy Halloween.